Francis Leon worked at the La Seine shipyards for 20 years until they were closed in 1989. He goes over more than 150 years of the shipyard's history, as well as the memorable moments that highlighted their past and the special ambience that was to be found there.
It all started around the year 1856 with a decree issued by Napoleon III. After that, technical evolution caused the shipyards to evolve as well. They got bigger and bigger, and finally almost 1,400 ships were built here in 150 years. So it's a great story, actually, a great economic story, a great technical story, and a great social story, too. Because, as a matter of fact, some major social struggles were fought in this city since you had all these metal workers going to work here every day in the shipyards. When shipbuilding started, all of Western Italy moved over here to work, and incidentally, many of our friends and many descendants living in the Seine today are descended from Tuscans or Piedmontese workers. It was a regular Tower of Babel in terms of specialized jobs, from scaffolders to riveters and welders and electricians, all building trades were brought together here. Not to mention, of course, the design offices and the engineers who did all the preliminary work. It was a great place to learn about cooperation as everyone worked side by side, from the workers to the engineers. Everything ran smoothly when nothing in particular came up. Arriving and leaving the shipyards, for those who still remember this, was what one might call total chaos. It was not a good idea to be around the exit of the shipyards when the siren whistled at the end of the day if you didn't want to be caught in a stampede. Everyone ran from the place as fast as they could because, honestly, they were sick of working. They were just really tired and in a hurry to get home. The machines are pretty deafening in the workshops. Still, working on board was even more difficult as people had to rub elbows in really close quarters. You had all building trades grouped together in the same spot. It was hard work. Once the ships were launched, they still had to be fitted out, as we say. They had to be taken to the fitting out docks, as we call them, where workers went aboard the ships to do the finishing work, you know, put up the walls, install the machines, install the ventilation systems. I mean, everything you find inside a ship. Actually, this is what took the longest. Mounting the hull and launching the ship went pretty fast, but after that, they spent a year and a half at the docks before they were actually finished. Every time a ship was launched, management invited schools and the public. It was always a celebration, of course, with the godmother who would break a bottle of champagne on the hull, the priest who'd bless the ship. I mean, you know, a real celebration. Towards the end, there were about 6,000 or 7,000 of us working for the company. At least 5,000 of us were manual labor. There was a real feeling of camaraderie and, yes, conviviality, that's the word, even if it was a little difficult sometimes. We would argue with each other and yell at each other, and I have to say, sometimes we even came close to hitting each other. But otherwise, on the whole, the ambiance at the company was quite good.
Text by Sylvie Brunati Abad. Toulon, Provence, Méditerranée, with its regional and European partners. Also in cooperation with the company Audio Visit.